Wow, it's beautiful!
Kim held on to the reins as she stared at the fruits dripping with sappy dew, the flowers sewing quilts of color surrounding her. She dismounted onto a thick growth of purple lilacs, as deeply violet as a king's royal robe. Her nostrils filled with the overpowering perfumes.
Oh, Rock. It's like heaven on earth.
Hey! Will you look at this?
Detroit Green walked amidst a hillock of dandelions. Fuzzy little balls of white fibers flew into the air like a snowstorm of feathers. The others dismounted, charmed by the lushness of the oasis.
We should stay here for the night, Chen.
It does seem a wonderful place, McCoughlin. Archer, what do you think?
Archer, their resident bull in a china shop, had taken off his boots and was walking through the vegetation, letting the velvety smoothness ease his calloused soles.
Pretty.
And the canopy's so thick, there's no way anybody could spot us.
What's this flower?
Which one?
This. Pink one with the weird green dots on the petals. So soft. And the smell. What's this in the plant?
Reston!
What happened?
Vines from the trees surrounding Roxanne and Kim ensnared the girl's legs and arms. She was slowly lifted into the air, her frantic struggles only making the ropes hold tighter.
Kim, stay still. I'm gonna shoot above you.
Rock, get this off me!
Kim, are you okay?
I'm fine, Rock.
Holy shit, this whole place is alive!
A panicked hybrid was ensnared by whipping vines. It was pulled to the earth, and instantly a thousand arms of green and black tore off its flesh piece by piece.
Everybody, use your weapons!
Rock ran for Reston, who was struggling madly, his entire head stuck in an overgrown tulip.
Reston, hold still. You're okay. Flower's dead. Hold still while I cut you free.
With its death, the plant quickly released its hold of the free fighter. The speckled flowers fell open and limply down, already losing their shape and color. Roxon had to turn away for a second as he saw the freed man. Reston was a mess. The plant's inner jaws and digestive fluids had begun to work on the prey. The entire outer layer of flesh had been eaten away, dissolved like a melting bubble. The acid had chewed away all of the free fighter's hair, his eyebrows, lips, and ears. Parts of the subdermal system below had been melted into view, and one could clearly see the entire anatomical structure of the musculature of the throat and face, as if displayed on a medical school mannequin.
Rock. It got me. The fucker got me.
Reston,
Rock, are you okay?
I'm fine. Reston, though.
Don't worry about him once we take care of this damn landscape.
Good throw, Chen. Just another 100 of those and we're home free.
Fuck vegetables!
It's not looking too good for us, buddy.
We're not done yet, Detroit. I'm gonna need you guys to clear a path out of here. Archer, Chen, front and center.
The Chinese-American martial arts expert rushed through the frantically firing free fighters with Archer, the 7-foot half-mute mountain man, right behind him.
Get out your stuff. This is gonna be an old-school mine clearing. Chen, some of your exploding star knives. Spin them out every 10 feet or so. Archer, your phosphorus arrows. You understand me?
Yeah, burn them, Rock.
Good. Detroit, heave your magnesium grenades up 50 feet or so. You'll be our long-range artillery, so you're gonna have to take out a lot of them.
I can do them. We're not far from the Rockies. But why not use all our toys, right?
Right.
Roxanne glanced around to make sure Kim and her father were all right, and saw them completely surrounded by his men in the center of the defensive concentration. They were as safe as they were going to get.
Now go! 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 Archer, fire! Let's go! That's it! It's working! Keep it up! Archer, aim for that tree! Fuck tree! Chen, keep the edge! Closing in! Men, go faster!
Fuck! Lafayette! Got me!
I'll take care of it, Roxon.
Thanks, McCoughlin.
Anytime, lass.
Thanks!
As if suddenly alarmed that they were about to lose their meal tickets, the plant life, the flowers, closed in with renewed fury. But the humans fought back just as savagely. Leaving a trail of green and brown slime behind them, the Free Fighters somehow blasted their way back to the edge of the prairie. With the last man out on the soil where the plants couldn't reach, Roxon turned and looked back. A hybrid had been caught and tripped by a grove of giant hyacinths, their tiny teeth tearing away at the poor thing's stomach and chest. But everyone else seemed safe. Kim rushed over to Roxon and leaned against him, wanting to feel his strength in her moment of terror.
Reston, is he...
It's not your fault, Kim. He suggested the place. There are things nobody can see coming. We all run this risk every day.
The Free Fighters stood in an arc facing the patch of forest. Rock couldn't see Reston's body from his vantage point, but if there was anyone up there listening, he would know who they were talking about.
Take this man, God, into your heaven, whatever and wherever it may be, and know that this man, Reston, was a good and brave American who gave everything that he had so that others might live. Amen.
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 Let's load up, and we're not stopping until we reach Sensory City.